Shir Lamed Zion in Suvos, Vav Davis Etop Shin Mem Beis, Unit 1, 1982, on Friday continued.
The remote shaman has been shaped from the hour. The remote is a very strong habit from double to three. Ham habit from habit, wherein the house is vast, so that the shabbos has passed. He did not take a job of the middle of the company in the hotel that has been in the ocean. So, we are not concerned now with the habit, but we are concerned with the habit in the habit. The habit of God. So according to the letter, somebody sweeps the floor. And Shabbos, the rabbit means the habit means sweeping the floor. And Shabbos. And the rabbit means pouring water on the floor. So he also cleans the floor and he pours the water on the floor. So according to the letter, if somebody is Kabbalah in Rabbi and Shabbat in Chayra, it's Bina. Chachamim say, no, it's not Bina. In Kabbalah in Rabbi is not Bina. Chachamim now they are there, any of the issues. So then, before I say it, they will meet them, the Zero of Tereshim and Shola, they will have to. The Chachamim, the price is, they agree, they are going to come over there. Where is that there? That the Chachamim, the Rabbi is Chayra, they say, no, it's not Bina. It's not Chayra. But they say, the Chachamim is also. That's only because the Chachamim agree with the Shita of the Yudah, the Chachamim is also. But according to Rapshimen, it's Mutar Rapshimen. Now, Rapshimen, the Dorshim is Chavim Mutar. They have the Rabbis in the Chavim Mahabi of the Kumen, who has to survive. Elo Shemu Yavo. In other words, when you pour water on the floor, I'm really going to go with the houses, with Manachatar, we didn't have the kind of floor that we have today. So we pour carcass, the floor was of carcass, there was a lot of waterfall. So there was a lot of dust, you know, contaminating from the soil floor in the bodies. So in order to reduce the avash, the dust in the room, to the minimum, so they used to pour water on the floor. So he was not just having to be mashing the legs, but since there are many pits in the floor, it was an earth floor. No, it wasn't. It didn't have the floor that we have today. So there were many pumice in the floor. And as a result of pouring water, so many pumice were leveled out. It was much more than bigger. If you have a pumice in the car, and then you fill it up with salt, and you level out the pumice, remove the pumice, that's bigger. Some male, that's why the Chachamim in hell is like a Jew. The Dorshim is Chavim is also. So they say, in the old Shishmuz, Mashiach came now in the past, that Dorshim is Chavim is not a Chachamim. So not only it's not a Chachamim to pour water on the floor. It's a Chachamim, but there is a possibility that it's also of pouring water on the earth floor, on the soil floor. So then, some of the humans will be leveled out, will be filled up, will be leveled out. The Dorshim is Chavim. The Dorshim is Chavim Mutar. The Amir Rabbin saying, is Chavim Rahabi of all the human, who are happy to survive. Elo Shelo Yahweh, oh. So he said, go in the time of the Shemeshim, show up the Chavim. But what is the difference of this? He said, show me, keep with my hand after the blues. In other words, because the Gemara says that we can have a ship from Kashmir, so mainly we are allowed to sweep the floor of Kashmir and Shabbat. Even if the floor is made, so he said, a few of you, they nearly, you say, Kashmir. So he said, I'm being all my brother, I'm happy to come in the body that way. So then he said, oh, El Badai, so it's really come there, and I want to bring El Badai, he would also be cool out there. The Shemit is off on the king. The Shabin and Hochel of Shine, El Badai, the king, the room, and sweep the floor, even on this kind of floor. The basis is just, why? Because Yam Tautil dirt, you know, when you sweep the floor. So you move away, you clean out all the pieces. What kind of? All kinds of pieces of dirt, and chips, and paper, all kinds of pieces of dirt, and dust, that's mukse. I mean, the chip or dust is mukse. So Yam Tautil divine mukse. That's why it is. Why is it? That our ears is matter to sweep the floor, but let it be also that. So then there is a shaking it out, because the Baruch Adira Shikri is the Tilpum Natsal. If you are not interested in the Tilpum, you take the Shikri currently is the Tilpum Natsal. Even if you are not interested in the Tilpum, it's also, that's why he says that the moment he says we need maybe the kind of Shikri, we need maybe the 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 Shikri, But kibbutz is also. Kibbutz is also not only in the solid floor, but even in this kind of floor, even in marble floor. So, kibbutz is also. So, that's spaceship. Why is it also? Because of your belief. Now, the dealership is that kibbutz is also in the world. Why is kibbutz not there? But in 1000 BC, he is a groom. He moves pieces of dirt, chips, pieces of paper, dust, from one place to the other, from one room to the other room. So it's still with us. Why? Because it's still with us. Now, the Rashi says, Rashi in the Dorshin is having with us, the Amirabi is having the Hatri of the Humo, who has his abayis, Elisha will be our own. He doesn't mention anything here about him. He just says, Mirabi. But Tesis also says, only Ribut is Mita. Kibbutz is also, Tesis explains the reason why. Kibbutz is also because of Yogur Mukhe. Rashi doesn't mention anything about Kibbutz. He doesn't say, he just says, when he's been serious, he's been sure of that. Kibbutz doesn't mention it, he just mentions it. But there is another Rashi that can complain that in each other. This is the case. In general, Pirkei Avot in the Rambam The only discussion he showed out, he doesn't discuss in the power. He showed out, he said, but he's not that out of us. And what's that? I'm not sure that there's out of us. He means what's that? So, in the middle, he tells us, yeah, he mentions the Ramah. And he raised the question, why did the Rambam say that he saw there? Change the place, and seems the Rambam didn't wash the Shema. So that himself implies it's not 100%. Because if it had been 100%, he wouldn't use the wash the Shema. Shema means maybe. What kind of a maybe? When you chop off the head of a chicken, it's maybe. It's a bada. So the Mir says, the Shema is a Rambam means that since it's called a situation, by definition, corporate situation means when it's not 100%, it's 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%. Corporate situation is just a number. Corporate situation is just a number. Anyway, so we see from all the information, which is Ramah, that in order to be also in the right state, situation is also in the right state. So it has to be 100%, but if it's 60%, that's corporate situation. Corporate situation is the Baha'i thing. Now it's not established because the Baha'i is between the Baha'i and the Princes and the Rambam in the Mitzvah. So in the Mitzvah, the family agrees that when you sweep the floor, an earth floor, in the house, so mostly you are going to be master of the Mitzvah. But it's not 100%. Yeah, it can be many times you can sweep the floor, the earth floor, and not too much then go. But most of the time, when you sweep the earth floor, so you are much with it. So that's only also the one. But in the line say, it's not considered different. So in there, and since the Bahak says that you are allowed to sweep the earth floor, so that means that the Bahak should be they didn't draw on. If it's 90%, it's 99%, so you need Rabbonos. In other words, in that child, the Machloket between the Bosch and the Chaim Galibosh, more tasks like the Bosch, as whether it's Mutter to comb the hair and shadows, so Chaim Galibosh was Machloket. He said, by no say it's 100%. He has so much hair. But an ordinary person and shadows, he doesn't have so much hair. So it's not 100%. It's 90%. He says, as long as Ahas Meirev speaks, does not result in Grisha Sah, so Meirev is not situation. So it's not that clear. So he is, like the Bahad, that God of situation is Mutam Rav. And the Sheet of the Rambam means that God of situation is also Rav. But in Christ, the Rambam is made. The God of situation is not also Rav. Only when it's 100%, then it's a situation in life. So I think, according to the Rambam, we can explain it more that way. Because the more double of the base has an abide. On the abide, when it's actually a situation, no rules. So how is there a secret in the Chachirei? On the way, how are we bothering to keep that toy? And when it's keeping that toy? So, say, pay attention to the situation. Now, why? What is it? The answer is Yish King Battle. Yish King Battle. And so the but the double social assets this man has said to be going back. But I mean most of the shame of my he said, you need a hassle. You need a most time you should make King Battle. You can hash to do King Assault. I will search and watch. Now, so I will search to say, since the Gemara says, Rivkin Batoye, so we don't have all the Rivkin Batoye. But actually, we're going to say, Rovanat Kin Batoye. So the question is, How about the Yahes, Rahel? So they hold not that even though we must, it's not, we start to say that again, my religious initiate, whether people today are what Kimbatoy or not Kimbatoy, I don't know what says that today. So people are not Kimbatoy. So still that we should not hear from the person. Why? Why are they here? The answer is, in order to be a situation, in order to be a situation, it must be 100%. And if it's 99%, then it's not a situation. So, there is a lot of hope, but if on the basis of hope, we check when it's a question of the ruling, so then we apply a lot of hope. Here, there is a lot of knowledge in this happening is mutter. But if it's a situation, then even if we don't accept the sheet of Rashi, and the exact situation is that if Mice number one necessarily entails Mice number two, so the Kabbalah Mice number one is attributed to Mice number two, that's only Shai is 100%. If it's not 100%, not. If it's not 100%, not. So Mimele, they say, not like that with the Moshe, and even though this man has said, most people are not king, but the situation isn't. And you see what they say. Look how long Babu should be, but they finish in the situation. The whole name of it is Babu, or the king. Look how short the name. So then he said, O great king, the whole half the half is a king of Israel. The cool of the dog, in other words. So, even though most people are not king, by the way, but 100% it isn't. So, it is 60%. Anyone who is not brought to that way, so then the Biras Mitzvah necessarily involves the Kabbalah. But since there is a possibility, it's not 100% to make the Biras Mitzvah without the Kabbalah, so maybe it's moot. So, I think that the Ram will explain the more this way. According to the horse, Shaki, the more the way I say it. Let's start. According to the Ram, so he will explain the more has reference to the case where he is not his Rabbi who is just about. He is only his Rabbi by the Sassi. But Abaye is the Kashi. But in the situation, we don't. So, what did we determine? Look how we bound to keep that to the Rishi. In other words, that is crazy, so that's the Bible we learn. But most people, it's not that, even though the Mimona says, Rivkin Batoi, so many the Shemesh is best to say, it doesn't mean that most people with Mana more walk in that way, because the Shemesh faces itself as the Kashi. The Mimona says in Shamish Muel, Spanish Muel, the Rav Kuvren. So in other words, he was able to be mayor battle. And here the Mora says, Reiki battle. So basically the Teres, the Shmuel or Yoch, the Mayor, the Rav Mura, she shall be Saber. He went down, and the Matoni, he shall be Saber. Rohe battle. He's a king of a commitment battle, the only Shmuel. That's basic Teres. But the Shmuel, that's the same, the Shmuel, the different Teres. That actually only new people, even this man of more, only new people were king battle. Shmuel was able to be mayor battle. But why did the more say Rev King Batoy? So what the more says Rev King Batoy means that Shmuel was such a fucking that he was able to be mayor battle every time he aimed to be mayor battle. But if he wanted to be mayor battle, he was able to be there about it. But most people are not king Batoya to such an extent that they should be able to be there about it without making Chaburah, without making the Pesach, without making the Pesach every time they decided to be there about it. But to most people it happened accidentally to them. So sometimes when a person was there, so he was very battle intensively, but most people are not such keen to be able to manipulate that every time they want to be very battle, they should be very battle. So only immediate people are able to be very battle. Only immediate people are able to be very battle every time they are having to be very battle. But most people saw Bhinavatri's design for them, whether they wanted or not. Sometimes, many times, even the army is coming to reveal Bhattoye, and they are not real Bhattoye, and they are made it up, and they are made it up, and sometimes, the army is coming to reveal Shaloi Bhattoye, and accidentally, it's designed to them, and do it that way. So, when Gemara says here, it means raw people, so Bina Batoi is down to them. But not that most of the time when they are veiled, they are going that way. When they are discovering to be veiled that way, that is not that. And the contrary, the Bishop is saying. Most of the time when they are discovering to be veiled that way, they are not veiled that way, and they are going to stop. And still, it's considered a Bishop is coming. So according to this Rishini, who say that when Gemara says here, this king Batoye, it means that most people, so sometimes, Bina Batoye is designed for them, but only sometimes, but most of the time, Bina Batoye is not designed for them, even if they try to be Bina Batoye. So Bina Batoye is not designed for them. So the question is, according to this Rishini, so it still should be considered a situation. The answer is, all these Rishonim were explained to Gemara that way. All the Rishonim were explained to Gemara that way. That Rishonim Batoye doesn't mean that most people are walking Batoye and they can manipulate that Bina Batoye whenever they want to have a Bina Batoye. But, in other words, most people, so it seems done to them, Kisume Ba'arube, to be Bina Batoye sometimes. And most of the time, they're not going that way. Even when they are miscarrying, that's what the Shemim says. That's what the Shemim says. So all these Shemim will have to say that from this Gemara it appears that in order to be in situation, it must be 100%. In order to say that even if it's 60%, it is still a situation, whether it's right or wrong, so then you have to explain the Gemara. Then they have explained to Gemara, they have explained to Gemara that when Gemara says Reif King Batoye, it really means that both Meodon are able to be Meodon Batoye whenever they are mischaven to be Meodon Batoye. But Shmuel was an exception, that he was able to be Meodon Batoye and that the woman should be conceived. That, but most people are able to be Meodon Batoye if they are mischaven to be Meodon. So then we can say that it's not in situation because it's not in 60%. Mashiach in the Rishonim is saying that only Shmuel was one of the few exceptions who are able to be veiled Batoye whenever they wanted to be veiled Batoye. But the overwhelming majority of people so were not able to be veiled Batoye whenever they wanted to be veiled Batoye. But the overwhelming majority of people, so Batoye was sometimes designed to them to submit Batoye. Only sometimes. But most of the time, Batoye was not even designed to them, even if they were misguided to be veiled Batoye. So they would have to say that from this Gemara it appears that in order to be also in such a situation, to become still a misguided. So then it must be 100%. But if it is 90%, then it's not a situation. Then it's not a situation. So in the way we can say that the Ram will explain the Raya of Gemara that way. Indeed, so in the Ram of Gemara, where in Dam Tom of God, so in the Ram of Tom of Shore. So you raise the question, what kind of a buy is it? Let's ask him. One man, one person, might be having now with Tzoras Adam, and another person might be having all the Zatzmei, not with Adam. The answer is Gemara is reference to the case where he tells us, the Chosim tells us that he is determined to be having all the Zatzmei, not with Tzoras Adam. But the situation, and the European and the situation, and what does it mean? That Rilki Batoye, that it means to most people, it's Nizami, Kisume Barube, that sometimes, whether it's Nishabi to be Bele Batoye, or not to be Nishabi to be Bele Batoye. So most people, it is sometimes Nizami, sometimes, But most of the time, it's not his time, the Bilabatoy. Even though he's misharming the Bilabatoy. So it's not 100%, but 60%, it's 90%. So that's the Shire of Limore. Limore is reference to the case where he tells us that he is determined to be misharming only on the Satsang, and not to be Nichidan. To the Mitzvah, and he is determined to be Mishaveh to the Lord of Atoy. He tells us that he is Mishaveh to the Lord of Atoy. But still, the Mitzvah is a point of every change. That even if they are Mishaveh to the Lord of Atoy, but most of the viewers in which he is Mishaveh to the Lord of Atoy will involve each other. But sometimes, it might result in being a Atoy. It will be that, so in other words, it's not 100% differentiation, but a 60% differentiation, 90% differentiation is. So that's it. So the more in the Maskone, that bottom page in the line with Maskone or the Maskone, and that they will do it. So the more says it's not differentiation. Why? Because it's not 100%. And since to most people, to the average person, sometimes a Bilei Batoy is misdaming. So even though usually it results in a Bia with a Zorazdam, so it's not 100%, but 60% it is. So that's the Shire of Limore. It is only not Dam Habuna, but Dam is only Yosea, because the fact is that it's called Misikrenshe. So the Yosea, or if you want to ask me, so the view of the fact that it's not 100%, so maybe it's considered not Mishaveh. So do we say that since it's called Mishaveh, so it's considered Mishaveh, so it's considered as if it was Mishaveh Ridam, or since it's not 100%, so maybe it's considered Mishaveh. So it's considered only Mishaveh and Rezatzme, it's not considered Mishaveh and Yadam. So the Gemara says, we need to tell you about this. How do you talk? It's a mere gossip, because it's not 100%. It's only 90%, 60%, 90%. You don't get any difference. It's not 100%. So the Gemara says, it's a mere gossip. Aloha, it's a beauty, aloha. So that's the character that will have to be the cause of the Shiva Brahma. And the cause of the Shiva Brahma, of course, we can explain it the way we explain it.
Shivam Kesem Shivos Kasteves Eitav Shimem Bei Genuki 1981 Sunday continue.
We discuss the Bayer of the morning. So the question was, how can the Gemara live in a body? We have to ask him, why the Gemara? One person might have the Kavona laid down, and another person might not have the Kavona laid down. So, how first. So, we explained it according to the Ashwashite, and another way according to the Ramshi. So we don't have to go over. Right. So the Gemara says, now we have to proceed with the Gemara. This is the Gemara that says, we damn it, we go say, Aloch is a beauty, Aloch is a shame. So that works. So that means, now, according to the Rashi, according to the Ramshi, so the Bayer of the Gemara must be applied to the case where the person who wants to be bailed to a mitzvah Shabbos, so he is determined to be mechaven only on his atzmei, not to be mitzvah. So the question is, if he's only on his atzmei, so he damn him in a course, so he's not even in a chayor. So even though he's in his chavet, he got to do it first down, he got to the chavot. So he's also a bit of a loch of yute, a loch of chine. So since he is not his chavet, to be made Siddam, he is only his chavet on his atzme, so the mele, it's good. We need to tell him a loch of yute, assuming that we say that a loch of yute, so the mele, even though he tells us that his kavone is only on the satsmei and not for it done, so it should be mutter. Mikalto the chabure or inisatu the chabure. So we still can say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says dovashim is chavon is osher, but it should still be mutter. It should still be mutter. Why should it be mutter? Because even though dovashim is chavon is osher according to Rabbi Yehuda by Shabbos. But in this case, he is considered to be counted. He is considered to be counted. So the question is, it's not a question in here. It's a question indeed. Whether to be we consider it, because there is an element of Kilko and there is an element of people. There is an element of Kilko. There is an element of Kilko and there is an element of Tikkun. So the question is whether on the whole, he is considered to be sake, or on the whole he is considered to be kaw. Vin kitzu in Allah, he is considered to be kaw. Vin kitzu in Allah, he is there is still a possibility that it's offered. In other words, why? Because there is a machlekes. In the morning Shabbos, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether Mikalko b'chabure is chayev or Mikalko b'chabure is pot. Generally speaking, so Mikalko is pot. Mikalko is pot. But Rabbi Shimon says that Mikalko b'chabure and the Havore is chayev. Why? Because there is a special Zasakos. The Torah says, Yimei Lakiru Bishab, the Tira Bismano Zeche Shabbos. So only, and only Mir Bismano, the Tira Shalei Bismano, you cannot do on Shabbos. But the question is, without this special aloha of Mir Bismano Zeche Shabbos, and the Mir Shalei Bismano should be Mutar on Shabbos, because every Mao, so he's Mikalkir, he's Mikalkir, he's Chabura. So it's Mikalkir. So why do we have to resort to a special Zasakosu that Mir Bismano Zeche Shabbos without this special Zasakosu? Neither I think should be Mutar. Because Kolam Kalkir is doing. So Hashimu says, the fact that the Torah tells us there is a special aloha that Mila Bismano is Zeche Shabbos. But Shalom Bismano, you cannot be Mal on Shabbos. Shalom Bismano. So that indicates that the Mila, the act of Mila, is an aloha. But it's Mikalkir. The answer is, it's a special Zasakosu. That Mikalkir B'chabur is Chayav. In other words, Mikalkir B'chabur is excluded from the general aloha that Mikalkir is doing. And so we have it as a course of the Kodesh Rav Shimon, Rigabi Chaburo. Why? Because the Torah tells us
that Mila involves in Locha de Raisa, except that Mila Bismano is Deicher, but Shaloy Bismano, he is in Chal Shabbos. So here even we have in Zerzakosu that Mikalkum Chabor is excluded from the general concept of Mikalkum Kduin. And then we have the contraction and we have the special Zerzakosu in regard to the Meloche of Abba. But the Torah says that Baskin Shezinso, she is Mechia Veschaifo, but we see Vare, Shmachom Shvisechem, Yim HaShabos. So, in other words, it's the Aloche means that this is Vesdin, the execution of Baskin Shezinso. So, it's not the Cheshavis. That means that it does involve the Aloche. But why does it involve the Aloche? Even though it's not the Cheshavis, it should still be Mutter. Because he's in the culture. So it's a raya that the Kalkal Bavor is not what. That's according to Rav Shimon. That's according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yudo, there is no special Zazakosu that the Kalkal Bavor is higher. But then you ask, if there is no special Zazakosu, the Kalkal Bavor is higher, why does the Torah say that Mila Bismano Bishabes, we have to resort to the Aloche of Chile, and Shaloy Bismano, it involves Chil Shabes to be Mao, but it's Mikalkil, the answer is, there it's not considered Mikalkil. Why is it considered Mikalkil? Because there is a Aloche of Mila, he's Mikalkil Mitzvah, and then the Nibel becomes evolved, so it becomes Mutter, Lechel Kochim, Lechel Kompesa, Lechel Kumo. So the Mela there is a tikkun. So it's not that there is a special Zerzakosu that the Kalkum Chabor is higher, and that's why we have to resort to Aloche of Tchiye. No, there is no special Zerzakosu that the Kalkum Chabor is higher. But by Milo, in view of the fact that he affects, he accomplishes certain things, he is machshir the Milo, like to partake of Kochim, of Pesach, of Truma, so the Mele is considered to be Sachet. So why does Rav Shimon say that here in the heavens is special Zerzakosu that Mikalkum Chabor is higher? Maybe we don't have a special Zerzakosu. But the reason is why here we have to resort to Aloche of Mila Bismano Deicha. And Shaloy Bismano is the Mechal Shabbos because he's not in Mikalkum, he's Sachet. So the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon is whether a legal tikkun is considered to be Sachet. According to Rav Yehuda, it doesn't make any difference whether the tikkun is physical or the tikkun is living. So in other words, so in the case of Mila, physically, he's considered a guilt. After all, he makes chabura, because it's pain, he makes chabura and everything. And he becomes sick for a certain time, the Nimu. So on a physical level, he's in the culture. But on a spiritual level, on a legal level, he's in the sake. He's the kind of mitzvah. And it eliminates the possibility of the chiyuv kores. And all is chiyuv kores. And it's the sake, the gatna, the Nimu, so that he becomes fit to partake of kochim, of kompesa, of truma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, tikkun misakin means a physical tikkun, not a spiritual tikkun, not a legal tikkun. And according to Rabbi Shimon, tikkun means a physical tikkun. So in view of the fact that by Mila, there is no physical tikkun, only a legal tikkun. So the male is still considered mikalkel. And still the Torah says it's in Roch, but only Mila Bismano is Deiche, so that's in Zerzakosu, that mikalkel b'chabur is higher. According to Rabbi Yude, so a legal tikkun is just as important as a physical tikkun. So the male, there is no special Zerzakosu, but here it's not a case of Mikalkil according to Rav Yehuda, it's a case of Misak. Vim Kitzoyon Kal Chavuo, Vim Kalkil Aloche Rav Yehuda, or Aloche Rav Shimon. Now, in the Gemara in Shabbos, I mentioned to you should go over the Sukkim Shabbos, that Kubot, the whole Gemara with all the basis, and even the Balamoya and the Gemara. Very important for understanding our city. So, but there are two Shittus of Hashem. One Shittus of Hashem means that even though the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, so, Mikalko B'chabur is Chayot, and according to Rav Yudin, Mikalko B'chabur is Potter. Why does Rav Shimon say that Mikalko B'chabur is Chayot? Because we have a special Zerzakosu from Mila B'Shabbos, that by the Torah telling us that only because Mila B'Zman is there, otherwise it would be in Loch. So we are here, we have a Zerzakosu that the Mikalko B'chabur is Chayot, because the Chabur involved in Mila is a Mikalko, Rav Shimon says. And even though there is a legal tikkun, a spiritual and a legal tikkun, that's not considered misaki. And Rav Yudah says, no, it's not considered misaki. It's misaki because the legal tikkun is also a tikkun. So some Rishonim say that it's a separate machlokes. It has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah, whether melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is chayav or melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is pot. It's a separate machlokes. One has nothing to do with the other. In other words, one mandoma can agree with Rav Shimon and the machlokes between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon is whether melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is chayav and poter, and he can agree with Rav Shimon that melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is poter, and still say that he counts on the chabur or is chayav. And vice versa, one can agree with Rav Yudah that Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is chayav, and still say that Mikalko b'chabur is chayav. That's actually what has nothing to do with the other. Then other Rishonim would say, no, it's not an independent machlokes. This machlokes that the Gemara about Kubot in Shabbos mentions between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon is a natural consequence. It's a corollary to the machlokes between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon. And the question is whether Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is chayav or Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is poter. So many Rishonim say that one necessarily follows from the other. In other words, Rav Shimon says that Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is poter. So what does it mean? Let's say if somebody is makes a mess with Rishis HaRabim because he doesn't want the mess to blind Rishis HaRabim, and the purpose is a negative purpose, it's not a positive purpose, it's not that he's interested in carrying the mess, he just wants the mess removed from Rishis HaRabim. Or if somebody finds fragments of a glass in the Rishis HaRabim and he doesn't want anybody to be injured, to step on it and be injured, or he finds stones, cakes in Rishis HaRabim, he doesn't want anyone to step on the cakes, so he carries it down to Rishis HaRabim. So the purpose is a negative purpose, not a positive purpose. He's not interested in carrying the thorns, the cakes, the mess. It's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. He wants to get rid of the cakes, of the glass. So this motion is called Rabbi Spata. And that's Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, it doesn't make any difference. Some in Mele, many Rishonim say, according to Rav Shimon, that Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo is poter, so that means that the tzeirach has to be intrinsic in the Melacha itself. Let's say another example of Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo. Melacha she'nitzricha l'gufo. If hamchabe esanei, mitnei she'nisyore, mitnei v'chobi, mitnei risti, Or not only in case of Pekach Nefesh, in case of Nefesh, so according to everybody's for that. Suppose it's risky, and the Yichovim were not going to kill him. They'll just take away his money. So, according to Rav Shimon, so he's for that. So, when the Chayev only if he extinguishes the Nevi because of the pure value of the Nevi. Because when you extinguish a Nevi, then he has a certain fuel purpose. In other words, when you light it again, so it will burn more readily. It will burn better. So then it's higher the concept of Shimon. So in other words, according to Rav Shime, or Achilt HaBeira, and he doesn't need the Beira itself, he only needs soil. He only needs soil. He wants to be Mechasid the Dam of Itzibir. So Menele, he digs a Beira in the Rishis Rabbi in order to obtain the soil. He doesn't want, the Melocha is not the obtaining of the soil, the Melocha is the digging of the Beira, the making of the Beira, and he is not interested in the making of the Beira. So Menele, it's in Melocha Shetzer Lugova. So according to Rav Shimon, he's Potter. Why? Because according to Rav Shimon, in order to be hired, so then the purpose must be an intrinsic purpose. An intrinsic purpose, not an extraneous, extrinsic purpose, but an intrinsic purpose. It has to be inherent in the Melocha itself. In other words, if somebody is Chayter Beira because he wants the Beira, he wants the Beira, he wants to store water, to use the Beira as a reservoir of water, of rainwater. So in other words, the purpose, the Tzeirach, is inherent in the Melocha itself. So then it's higher. But if the Tzeirach of the Melocha is not inherent, intrinsic in the Melocha, it's extraneous in the Melocha, it's extrinsic, then it's Potter. So Melele, in regard to the question of Mikalkel versus Misakel, since there is a Melocha, that he has to be in Misakel, he has to be in Misakel, so Melele, the Tikkun has to be intrinsic in the Melocha itself, in the Chabura itself, not extrinsic. So Melele, according to Rav Shimon, true that it doesn't make any difference whether the Tikkun is a legal Tikkun or a physical. Doesn't make any difference. But the Tikkun, in order to be considered Misakel, so the Tikkun has to be intrinsic in the Melocha itself. Now, in this case, he makes a chabur, he makes the child sick, and the child is pain, and a lot of blood comes out. He weakens the child. He is in, so, but there is, that's the element of Tikkun. But there is a very substantial element of Tikkun. In other words, it's the kind of mitzvah, and he eliminates the possibility of a fear of chores in the child, when the child will grow up. And then he's marshier, gives the numeral to the soul that he will be qualified to partake of kochim, of kompesa, of trumo. So there is a tikkun, but the tikkun is extraneous in the melacha. There is no intrinsic tikkun. So according to Rav Shimon, the melacha shen itzricha legufo, these potter, in other words, the tzirah has to be intrinsic. So in order to be considered misakel, rather than mikalkel, the tikkun has to be intrinsic, inherent in the melacha. And this tikkun, by Yireh, it's a very important tikkun. No one doesn't underestimate the significance, the worth of the tikkun. It's a very big tikkun. Even though it's little, it's a very important tikkun. But the tikkun is extrinsic, it's extraneous to the melacha. It's extraneous to the melacha. So since Rav Shimon says, Lohash and Trio Gufo is Potter, the Tzeirach has to be intrinsic, not extrinsic. So the Tikkun also has to be intrinsic. Mashiach in the comment to Rav Yudeh, that Lohash and Trio Gufo, where the Tzeirach is extrinsic, so still it's considered in Lohash. So maybe the Tikkun, in order to be considered in Misakel, it can be an extrinsic Tikkun. So maybe the Akshura of the Gavre, the fact that he qualifies the governor to partake of coaching of Pesach of Truvo. So that's also a tikkun, it's an extrinsic tikkun, it's not an intrinsic tikkun. So there's a machlek of Hashem. So the machlek of Hashem is as to whether the machlek between Rabbi and Rav Shimon. Rabbi is saying that the Chabura is Potter, and Mirei is not Mikalkel, that's why it's Chayav, except there is a special verse Akosu. A special verse Akosu that Mirei, that Mirei Bizmano is Deichem, so Mirei Bizmano is Chil Shabbat. So, Rabbi is saying that it's Misakel. And Rav Shimon says, no, it's a Mikalkel, but we have a special verse Akosu. According to some Hashem, it's an independent machlok, it has nothing to do with the machlok between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in regard to the long shin shulim. And some Hashem say, no, one machlok follows from the other machlok. According to Rav Shimon, it's a good for his potter. So the Tzeirach has to be intrinsic, so the tikkun has to be intrinsic. Mirei does not constitute his tikkun, because it's an extrinsic tikkun. So, and still the Torah declares that it is in Rochesh, so we have it as a kosu, that we call the Chabur Yitzchai. The same thing is true of Mikal Kodavah. All right. So the Gemara says, "Please, before Mikal Chabur Ehu, Mikal Kalochet Rav Yudeh, or Yalochet Rav Shimon." So the Rav Amre, Rav Shoch, now let's see the Rav. Let's see the Rav. Halochet, Rav Yudeh Bidom Shem Yitzchavim, Mishem Yitzchavim, we are working with him, but he's having Buddha. This is when I work with the Kilku, Buddha is the Kuba. But people in Kilku, he should be satisfied with the Dobos and his having children of Buddha, who be called Kabula, so he's having the higher. The Amino Kalam Kalkun Tour, who's the Hero Mavia, we think it's up to him very clear. I work with the Kilku, Kalkun, who Buddha, the Roman abuse of his having also been Saki, and the Kalkun Roma, or I work with the Kilku, Kalkabula higher, Kilku is going to work with the Dobos and his having those. ביבירה באמרה רב שורה ושמואל עושה וגם לא יאמרה רב עושה ושמואל שורה אומר רב נחל ביצחון סימון אחי הוא נתנו לאטריק ולעצמון ורב שורה ואומר רב שימי בחסקי משני רב הנסוחה יסד נזי יסי עושה והדוקה ביום התאיב הוא יורד לי ונט אובר זה גמור זה גמור יצחון but we're going over again so how can רב בימתי that means that רב הולד that לא משאים נסחבים is muter, but we see that Rav says, Hayus Chayseh Nizayseh, also Laduke Biyom Teneh. What it means, Chayseh Nizayseh? That says, yeah, the Chobish Ol Yayu. And then there is a hole in the Chobish. And then they plug it. And then you plug it with the cloth. So, yes, so that means you stop it. You block the Yayu. That by plugging it with the cloth. And when you plug it with the cloth, so you squeeze out a substantial quantity of wine from the cloth into the barrel of wine. So it's a chaisid and it's icing. So I also add you can be on the table. So the more assume that the wine that is squeezed out. So I say Zaiso, so I do give you on the table. So in other words, so we are assuming that when you use a piece of cloth as a cloth, so then the wine that is squeezed out does not come outside, really, but it comes in inside. In other words, all the wine that is wrung out, that is squeezed out from the cloth, so comes into the barrel. Not only really, it doesn't go in. So I miss a chaisen in Zayse, or so I do care beyond the Teve. So the Gemara says, Bahu, after Rav Shimon made it. The Abaye, the Rav Yamut Abaye, made Rav Shimon, the Tzikrei Shevel Yomuz. Now the question is, so doesn't it seem from Rav Zalokh of Mr. Chaisen in Zayse, that also, Rav Duke beyond the, you're not allowed to plug it. Why? Because by plugging it. So you will squeeze out wine into the bottle, some remain it. So you are saying, hey, but he's not mischaven to squeeze out, he's only mischaven to block the bag, so that the wine shouldn't spill out, sorry. And that is done by itself, still he asks it. So doesn't that indicate that Rav Paskins, like Rav Yudeh, the knowledge of mischaven is ourselves, in one year first row? Not necessarily does it indicate that Rav passes like Rav Yudin. But Rav can pass like Rav Shimon, or Mishchav is Mutter. But in that case, it necessarily entails a squeezing out of wine. So the neighbor made Rav Shimon Tzikreish. Ahu ba'u at Rav Shimon made Rabbi Mulam Tavayim Rav Shimon Tzikreish Uri Omuz. Ve'om Rav Chiyye ברש אומר רב הלוך את רב יהודה ורב כל הברם אומר שמול הלוך את רב שימן ורב חי ברוב ימאס לו בלגברי רב אומר הלוך את רב יהודה שמול אומר הלוך את רב שימן זאת אומרת זה לא אין אומר רב את רב יהודה שמול but then yes so how can we say that רב שורה how can we say that רב is מתי but he passed with רב יהודה לך יש לי גם אדם מתקפותי מקלקל איתו הפסח לך יש לי גם אדם חבור מהרבה מקלקל וחבור אהו Now let's see Rashi. When I go in, give me some smiles, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, אם אתם לעצמו את רב, שצריך מעשה סיבירי רב, אומר לי שרב אני היפיה, רב לא יהיה איזה משמור, רב אני משמור היפיה. It doesn't mean that the more is saying חסישורת, that's the reason, but just as a simile to remember it. So coincidentally, it happens that those who are from the place of Rav, so the Moradas of that place are Matir, and those who are from the place of Shmuel, so as a matter of coincidence, it happens that Shmuel is Matir. The Rav Shorah B'Kliyah, and there is Mishram Mutash Nerech, Mishokhani Sevin Zayses, and the Yidish, Shemitzin Asherat Anleke, and Seishon Eise, Vibloim Kodim, also Laduka Mishim Shchite, made Rav Shimen, אבל כאן יש שפקים בתויה כדוי כמון, הלוך את רבי יהודה, ואין נסחבן, ולוי גברי, אבל לא אמרו יאו, ורב על משמואל, רב משמואל בפייר, לך משל עמדה מתקפוקים ואיסם, של פסח הוא מקל של הפסח, הוא מקל כל מיין רבי יהודה, מקל חבורי, ורב שבו את רבי יהודה, אבל מקל חבורי לכולי, כפות אבו רב יהודה, all right, now, we learn the cases of the damutzoni before, I mean, cases that mitkefoket, I mean, cases damutzoni. Now the case is, Yimtin Tzoleima, before we go, we proceed. So we should go and we proceed. Yimtin Tzoleima, Allah has Rabbi Yudeh, Mikau Kulitra Pesa, Mishore, Pires Rabbi Yudeh, Yitra, Mikau Kabuna, Porter, Apo Gavdi Porter, Apo Loser, Miu Hoche, Muta Lecha Tchile, Mishim Yike Tarte, Mikau Kabuna, Vidovo, Shein, Mishaven. Now, that the question that arises, again, the Gemara is this. Gemara is saying that even if we say Dam Chaburna, and even if we say Allah is Rabiute, there is still a possibility that it's Muta Libre to us Mitzvah. If we assume that Mikalkul is Chaburna, so Mikalkul is doing. But Allah is Kolam Kalkul in the Shabbos is doing. So there is no Nisar Haise, but in Nisar Chaburna there is. So how can Gemara say that even if Naniach, even if we want to assume that it's Dam Chaburna, and even if we want to assume that the Halachic Rav Yudeh, the Dorash in Yisrael, is also, so still there is still a possibility that it's put up in the veil to us Mitzvah. Why? Because he's a Mikalkul. So Mikalkul is Poter, but it's not good or Chatzchile. It's also the Rabbanon, according to everybody, that to be in Mikalkul on Shabbat, so why should it be Muter even with the Rabbanon? Even with the Rabbanon to be there. That's the Kasha, the case he said. Again, it's not. So the Paris citation is true. If with Rabbanon it's also to be Mikalkul with Kabbalah, but to be Mikalkul, Shaloi Mikalkul, then it's Mutar Rav. I mean, this thesis can be explained. Now, I mentioned a number of times that we have to go over the Gemara in Yimed HaFamadal, the two Yosois in the Gemara. So there is a Machlokes of Hashem. Now, there is a Machlokes between Rabbin and Rav Shimon as to whether Dovash in Yischavon is Oser or it's Mutar. So that's the Kolatir Kolodik and Machlokes. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, Dovash in Yischavon is Mutar by Shabbos, it's Mutar to work on grass and Shabbos, even though there is a possibility that as a result of his walking on the grass and Shabbos, he will pluck out some grass, but he's not Yischavon to pluck out. So according to Rav Shimon, Dovash in Yischavon is Mutar Lechatchile by Shabbos, and according to Rav Shimon, Dovash in Yischavon is Mutar and Kolatir Kolodik, and Yosef is not allowed to be Megaleach his hair, and Yosef is not allowed to be Kalish his hair. Still, Rav Shimon says, in Yosef is Muta Lechatri with Paschis. Why, in other words, he can straighten out his hair with his hand? With his hand, it's really called not, because that involves integration. But with his hands, he doesn't involve integration, so he can straighten out his hair. Even though sometimes when you straighten out with your fingers, your hair, you pluck out hair. But sometimes yes and sometimes no. So the Melech, the Dovashim Yishchavim is Mutar. So Rav Yudeh says the Dovashim Yishchavim is Oser by Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk on dress on Shabbos, dressed, you would walk out dressed. And you're not allowed to be Chayim Fasting, and Yosef, you're not allowed to be Chayim Fasting, he said. Why? Because there is a possibility you'll walk out there. So it's a general machlokes, not a specific machlokes in Shabbos, but it's a general machlokes. So that too, Shittas of Hashemim. In Yume, that one of Dalet, and also basically discusses it in Perikio in Shabbos. So according to one deal say, the Rabbi Yude, who says Yom HaShem Yisraven, is also in Kol HaTere Kule, and in Kol HaTere Kule, it definitely means that it's also in Raise, according to Rabbi Yude, it's in Nozia. Will be hated from fast faces here, will be hated from fast faces here. And it will turn out that it worked out to hairs, you'll be there as a rice of Talia the Absorb. So he's especially Galea. So he'll be in there as a rice, the nurse. So according to some Rishayim, according to one person, the same thing will be true according to Rabbi Yude. If someone on Shabbos will walk on grass on Shabbos, then it will turn out that it walked out grass, he'll be higher Shabbos. But according to another person, according to most Rishayim, so Rabbi Yude will be made that on Shabbos, if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos, and it will turn out that it walked out grass, he will not be able to realize it. Why? Because by Shabbos there is a locha to lachas machshavah. So in other words, only when the locha is done with his full knowledge. Machshavah, if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, when he starts walking on grass, does he know, is he sure that he'll walk on grass? He knows there is a possibility of walking on grass. But he doesn't know for sure. He doesn't have full knowledge that he'll certainly pluck out grass. So the melee, the meloche, even if it's done, it's not done completely with his knowledge. So the melee, it's not a samaraisa, because it has to be a machmachet. So the melee, according to Rabbi Yude, by Shonisu, he'll be higher, it's a samaraisa. But by Shabbat, the Lashon is Chavel, he's only a samaraisa. Not the raisa, because it's not a machmachet. So apparently, this Washington case has to accord with the Shittas of Hashemim, the demon of Yudah, who says Yom HaShem Yisraven is also in Kol HaTere Kule. So in Kol HaTere Kule it's also in the Raisi, but by Shabbos it's not also in the Raisi. So the Melee he says, true that Mikal Keil is also in the Rabbana. Mikal Keil is also in the Rabbana. But, and here the Gemara says that if Chabure, if Bilas Yitzvah, if the Dam is considered in Kilkot, not in Sake, so then even according to Rav Shimon it's mutar to be deil the Rasmitzvah, but Mikalke is still also in Rabbanon. The answer is Mikalke is also in Rabbanon in Ruach and Reis. Mashein came here, where he's not only Mikalke, he's a Mishavin as well. And even if he hadn't been a Mikalke, even if he had been a Misake, so since he's a Mishavin, so it's not in Ruach and Machsheres, so it's only also in Rabbanon. So since Mikalke in Miloche de Reise is only Osami Rabbanon, Samir Meile, if he's in Mikalke, together with the Mishavim, the fact that he's in Mishavim makes it a non-Milaches Machsheres. So it's only Miloche de Rabbanon, so he's in Mikalke or in Miloche de Rabbanon. Since Mikalke or Miloche de Reise is Osami Rabbanon, so Mikalke in Miloche de Rabbanon, and here, since he's in Mishavim, so it's only a Miloche de Rabbanon, so it's Miloche. So he says, Mashma, so he says, Pir Rabbi Yisun Kav Chabur Apota, Abba Rabbi Yipot Rabbi Oseya, Yilochem Yitol Chatzkele, Shidi Ketarti, Kav Chabur Adela Shem Yisrave, Vikoshe, Yibikrei Yoros Rabbi Yude, Abba Rabbi Ketarti, Yil Yisrave, Yil Yikau Kol Nama Abbe, Kila Amir Amishim Yotere Kame, Yil Yige, Yil Yikai 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 Yil Yikai. So the question is, if we are going to say that Mikalke and the Mishaven is Mutar Lechatchile, why is Mikalke and the Mishaven Mutar Lechatchile? Because the fact that the Eino Mishaven makes it into a non-Milaches Machsheres, into Milaches Rabbanon. If it's not like Hashemet. So the Melech, the culture of Melech Rabbanon is Yudal Chatzile. So why did the Gemara say according to Rav Shimon, you can drag a chair or a bench on the car, even though it's very likely as a result of dragging or pulling a bench or a table or a chair on the car. So you dig the pits in the car, you make it gumor, you make it gumor. So according to Rav Shimon, it's mutar because it's not a situation. It does not necessarily entail the digging of the gumor in the car as a result of pulling it on the car. It's possible. It's possible, yes, it's possible, no. So the main is the machine is having its mutter. And even if he does dig the gumor, so there is no aver. Machine can call it a beauty. You're not allowed to drag a chair, a table, a bench, a mito on the car because of the possibility, the likelihood, that as a result of pulling it on the car, so you will dig the gumor. So it's also, but the question is, it's still a double shame is having, and the double shame is having even according to Rav Yehuda by Shabbos. So it's only also the Rabbanon. So even without Kilkel, it wouldn't be Melachah Raise. Now when it's in the Kalkel, so it's in the Kalkel Melachah Rabbanon. So just as Gemara says here once we assume that the being is in the count of the Chabur, so then even according to Rav Shimon, it's muta to the day of the last mitzvah, even though Mikalkel generally is also the Rabbanon, but Mikalkel together with him is having is muta the Rabbanon. So there too, when he pulls, he drags the chair, the bench, and the carpet, so he's in his having to make a gumor, and in addition he's in the calcium, so he's in the calcium coupled with him is having, so he's in the mood of Hakir. Why does the mother say that the comic of Jude, it's also to be there, and he's of kissing his atso, of Gaviaka. So he said, Mash Badi Allah, it's a shin in Shora, after he's up, killing him is up, because he's in the shield appearance of the Kocha. No, I'm sorry. So he said, "Pirin drabulim shem kal chabur potter afor kal potter avos mi yochem mitol chatzilim shem ketaratim kal chabur dov shem ischabe vikoshen dikrei avos arab yude avor dav ketaratim ischabe kal konanav kam shil kamer digen mekar dechiter gumo vintol afor potter afilu drabulim chayim avos shem gumo vitayim potter shem kal kav ufir shom te potter drabulim kirud avor dav ischabe mekar kelo kirud means when you use on the flesh of the behemoth, you use a certain kind of comb, and you clean the behemoth with a certain kind of comb. That's kill. So the rabbi's contract is not muta because it's not a situation. You don't have to make a scratch to make a chabura when you comb the flesh of the behemoth. So you don't necessarily have to make a chabura, but sometimes, as you use the coat and the flesh of the behemoth, so you make a chabur. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's also. But even if you make it, first of all, you can make a chabur. And secondly, it is chabur. So it should be muta. So the Yehuda, for God, then it is chabur. Out of the Yishra, Ima, Jehoch HaShor HaTvei, Mishri Yike Name Mitzvah, In Name, Shaloi Bimokim Mitzvah Name, Heichad Yikitar HaTishore, Vika, וכביכרית יש להמיד כגן שאני מקלקל לגמרי אלא מסכים קצת דימש וגומץ מצדך וכביכיר עוד נאמר את המה שמי צידם מייקר לבהים או קצת מדם הכל. So we have in Tetzes solution. The first motion of Tetzes is that מקלקל in Yishvus, in מלוך עד רבונות, is also מדבר. But the more can meet, then it's more. Shaloi be mokin mitzvah, mikalkel yishvus is osa. That's yishvus, yishvus. But be mokin mitzvah, mikalkel, in Melachah Derabbanan is mutar. Now that does not necessarily mean that every yishvus, yishvus is mutar mokin mitzvah. That only means that mikalkel in yishvus is mutar lachin. Now, the second version says that the kalkel in Yishvus is mutar lechatchila in Yishaloi lachin. So certainly, no one will say that every Shvus is Mutar. No one would say that every Shvus is Mutar, just like that. Now, for example, let's say, many Rishonim say, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that Amir Olinochim, in its Shvus, is Mutar B'Nochim Mitzvah. But no Rishon says that Amir Olinochim, in its Shvus, is Mutar just like that. Shalom B'Nochim Mitzvah. Some of the words, it's Mutar, let's say, to tell the Goyim to carry Sifat Torah Derech Talmud, because in the shul there is no Sifat Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, so we allow to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch that some Rishonim are Achirim, but the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shita of Moshe Rishonim that Amir Olinochim in the Shvus is Mutar Mochim Mitzvah, but Shalom B'Mochim Mitzvah, so it's also here. Tenitzvah says in the second version that Mikalke in the Shvus is Mutar in Shalom B'Mochim Mitzvah. So how can we reconcile the feeling? The answer is, it is special kule, according to the second version teacher, that the culture in a Shvus is Mutar B'Mochim Mitzvah. But not every Shvus the Shvus is Mutar B'Mochim Mitzvah. Only the culture in a Shvus is Mutar in Shalom B'Mochim Mitzvah. And the first version teacher says that even the culture in a Shvus is also ordinary, but only Mikalkel in Shvus B'Mochim Mitzvah. So we have two machines. According to the first machine, they say Mikalkel in Shvus is Mutel in B'Mochim Mitzvah, but Shalom B'Mochim Mitzvah is also. And according to the second machine, Mikalkel in Shvus is Mutel even Shalom B'Mochim, even Shalom B'Mochim Mitzvah. In Kintorei Ma'aloch Etzab Yudeh, Mikalko b'chaburel, mashma dialog et rabshinen, shore afilu misaken, tigde mishaben. The Gemore first says that if halach is rabshinen, and if we say lame esatz mitzorich, so then it's because hakir them to your people. But then, so this Gemore implies, says in effect, that once we assume that halach is rabshinen, that the Lashim Yisrael is Mutea, then Bilas Mitzvah is Mutea, Shalom is Mishaven, even if we assume that is in Misake, that the Dam that is involved in Bilas Mitzvah is in Misake, so it's still Mutea. But if we say that Aloha is not like a Shema, like a Yude, then it depends whether it's in sake or in kalke. So if it's in kalke, then even if we say like a Yude, those in schaven is also there. So it's still mutate the day of the mitzvah. But if we say that it's in sake, it's a contribute, that those in schaven is also there, so it's also there. But a contribute of those in schaven is mutate, so even if we are to assume that it's in sake, the day of the mitzvah is in sake, so it's still mutate. Mashma the Aruch Hashem Shalaf Misakim Kim Mishalim because he is here to the Shabbat Kochol Omer Hashem and Holy Mikal Kol the Chabur Holy Mikal Chabur Chaye Misasik Name Chay Misasik Name Chay Umay Shnedei Mishalim Teiter Hashem and Chabur Etvei Misasik. So the Gemara says in Chise that according to Hashem, we just said the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, as to whether Misasim b'chabure, where's the Misasim? As to whether Mikalko b'chabure is higher, or Mikalko b'chabure is potea, Rabbi Yudah says Mikalko b'chabure is potea, there is no special Zeres HaKosov, that Mikalko b'chabure is higher. And if Zeres HaKosov with Rabbi Mire, it's only because Mire does not involve a case of Mikalko, Mire involves the case of Misasim. But real Mikalke, the Chabura is part. And according to Rav Shimon, there is a special Zeres HaKosov in hearing, in the Zeres HaKosov of Mila Bizman of Dechai Shabbos, that Mikalke, the Chabura is Chayim. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, that Mikalke, the Chabura is Chayim. So Misasi, the Chabura is also Chayim. The Gemara says it in regard to a person who had two tenekes, he is a male. And Mira Bismano is the Cheshavis, So suppose a certain Mayel and Shabbos had put an Akesim, had put an Akesim before him, and one Kineik, so the day was Shabbos. The other Kineik, the day was not Shabbos. So naturally, he's allowed to be mild the Kineik, the day is Shabbos. But the Kineik, the day is not Shabbos, so he's not allowed to be mild. Now, suppose the Mayel, so both in a case were lying in the same cliff, and then the Mayel was asked to be mild. So the Mayel was discovering this is the Kineik, who's a day is a Shabbos. This is the Kineik, who's a day is not a Shabbos. He's not a Shabbos. So he's allowed to be mild, this day. So he was discovering to be mild, the Viking. But Mishki to your day, in view of the fact that both images were lying in the same grid, so Mishki to your day,